There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Talking to Hazel Dennehy of Street Angels. And Hazel, am I reading this correctly? You say that five people that you knew who were homeless have died in the last 6 weeks here in Cork. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah, five of them have gone, I'd say, in the last 3 months.
Right.
A few of them now, they're homeless, but they were in accommodation, do you know what I mean?
I do, surfing.
But, I just landed down in Slough 2 hours when I got one of my very, very close friends. Now, he wasn't homeless, but he had been for years.
Yeah.
And, I went out there for my big birthday, and it kind of put a dampener on it because I couldn't get home. I couldn't do anything. And then there was one before him, and I done a vigil for Luke Morgan last Monday night, and for Robbie Harris, and his families came. And you know, I always like to do a vigil after, in memory, just to show they meant a lot to us, you know.
Sure.
We build bonds and with the family and that, and it's just so sad.
You get to know them through the work that you do, and you form friendships with some of them, and my condolences on the loss of your friend.
Yeah.
The shortage of food is really showing up now as well, Hazel. You're running out of food on your runs, are you?
Totally, yeah, because now I know we had extra last week, but it's normal that I used to start out with feeding, 40?
Yeah.
50 would be a lot. We're feeding about 120 every week. And last Monday and 3 weeks earlier, I had to go over and buy 20 burgers and chips from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because the queue was so big. We have people coming. It's not just Irish. We have Ukrainians. We have Russians. There was a French guy. He's a student.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so embarrassed. But I said, look, it's there for anybody that's hungry. Please take. Now, we're down a supplier as well, so if there's anybody that would donate, you know, hot meals, we have Donatello's dropping pizzas to us, and we have Domino's.
Okay. I'm sure they know who they are, and great generosity being shown by them all. But you're just running out now, night after night.
The queues are getting bigger and bigger, and it's not just my run, it's the other runs during the week. There's other groups doing it as well.
Where do you go, Hazel? When do you do it? I know I've asked you before.
I set up outside the Savoy, across from Brown Thomas. Every Monday, I set up between 6 and 6:30.
Okay.
And I set up my tables. My team joins me. And we set up the hot food. Comes about 7 o'clock. One of my volunteer picks it up, and others then just come in and drop it into us. And then I have people in Mallow that would give it to me, and I'd have it brought up and I'd have it hot because I have the use of the Haven Cafe.
Great work that you're doing, but like you say, you're running out quicker every night.
Because queues,
I think.
I actually have to line them up because some just walk up to the table and you might have the queue and they're looking at me as if to say, well, how come we're queuing and they can walk up straight to get it? And I go back in the queue or you're not getting food.
We're talking about the price of groceries and what is or isn't being done to try to help people. Is that causing your queues to get longer, the cost of groceries?
It is the cost of food, because they're asking, could we take away a handful of tea bags? Now, we'd only have the tea bags to make them tea and coffee on the night. So I am finding I'm bringing an extra box of tea bags and coffee, because some come with a little carton and ask, is it possible, could I take a bit of coffee away so that I'd have a cup in the morning?
So people are so short, Hazel, that they don't have a handful of tea bags to keep them going at home.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Exactly. And I mean, we take it for granted. And when you actually, you know, see it coming and asking, it's just such an eye opener.
That'll break your heart.
Make sure I have it. And it's breaking my heart, you know. But I don't know.
Well, and they're great people and they run a fabulous business. Fitzpatrick's down in Lownthorne, Kerry and her people are very good to you.
Oh, they're absolutely. Oh, I tell you, they send in salad rolls. They send in non-perishable foods. They send in desserts.
Brilliant.
And big cartons of food as well.
They need so much support from the community.
Yeah,
they really, really do.
They went away with 3 or 4 bags of food now last week. But I have to try and keep it. That cat, because the other people then come and
of course they
don't.
You're looking after a lady, Alina. Her story was here on the program a while back, and her two little boys.
Right. Yeah. Oh, PJ, that was the most memorable part of my life. The day I went in, it was Tuesday, 2 weeks ago. She went in and she gave birth. To two baby boys, Justin and Joshua. Joshua was born with a cyst on his head, which had fluid, but at the time they done all the tests, it wasn't attached to the brain, and they said it might, you know.
He's going to be fine, though, is he?
He will be fine. So then,
this is the lady. Look, I'm after forgetting it again to mention it because I often think people know exactly who we're talking about and they don't. This is the lady who was living in some of the worst conditions any of us had ever come across. It was all over the papers.
Appalling, it was. Absolutely appalling conditions she was living in.
The roof was falling in and everything.
Mine asked me, could I help her?
Yeah.
And she's in emergency accommodation now.
That's good. That's good. She was going to the toilet in the garden, I think. It wasn't that bad.
That's it, yes. And so Joshua is over the operation. He had it yesterday.
Good.
And I'll ring him now today and hopefully they won't be too long in Dublin.
Good.
But I am looking for if anybody, because she got a buggy, but unfortunately, while the handles broke or something.
Okay.
So the girl has nothing to push the twins around. We have to carry them. I carry her in the car.
And that place she was living in, where the roof was falling in, she was going to the toilet in the backyard. It was people who had been doing it. They said it was the worst shit they've ever seen. Where is she now? Did she got out of there? She did.
She's out of there, and the council have put her up in a lovely accommodation. It's an emergency accommodation, but it's lovely.
Good. Well, it compared to where she was, it's certainly
way better than she was.
Good. People will be happy to know that. I'm seeing this on my screen as well. Did you have children coming up looking for a few chicken nuggets?
Oh, I did. I did. God love them. They were looking for chicken nuggets, but 2 weeks ago, and I goes, I'm sorry. I haven't chicken nuggets, but I have chicken tenders from Papa Bill's. They send every second week. Papa Bill's send down chicken tenders, chips, cocktail sausages. And would that do ya, pet? And I had a few sneaky Easter eggs put away.
Of course you did, you beauty. These are little local kids, yeah? Little Cork kids. All they want is a chicken nugget. And they're queuing up at a table outside the Savoy for a couple of chicken nuggets.
You know what? It melted my heart, it did. And talking about kids, I actually have two lovely girls. They actually make all these rainbow cakes and different little buns from Glenmire every week.
Yeah.
And their daddy or mammy drives them in.
Great.
And brings in the little cakes to me.
Brilliant.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But it's lovely to see him and it's lovely to chat with him, but it's heartbreaking. And on the other hand,
of course it is. I mean, you're there and you'll always be there, but you don't want to be there. You'd prefer to pack up and go home and not have to do this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting to that point now that, it's just, I don't know, words are beyond me at this stage.
That says a lot.
Because I thought it would be getting easier as the years go by, but it's not. It's getting more and more. And
yeah. Well, 7 o'clock at the Savoy on a Monday evening is the time you start setting up forever how long the food lasts. Form an orderly queue, as they say. And Hazel, we can find you, anyone can find you on Street Angels on Facebook and continue the wonderful work that you do. Hazel Dennehy, 0818 96 96 96. And if we can ever do anything for you, you know where we are. We'll find what we can for you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.